Partnering with God often leads us to unexpected destinations. Just ask astronaut Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon. After he and Neil Armstrong landed in the Sea of Tranquility on July 20, 1969, Aldrin prepared to take communion on the moon. He had met with his pastor, Dean Woodruff, who had blessed the bread and wine accompanying Aldrin, along with a tiny silver chalice. At the time, NASA resisted disclosing Aldrin's communion service due to an ongoing legal battle sparked by a reading from Genesis by the crew of Apollo 8 while orbiting the moon the previous year, 1968. Consequently, a radio blackout permitted Aldrin time to take a step in new spiritual territory, literally. He later wrote of his experience, "In the radio blackout, I opened the little plastic packages which contained bread and wine. I poured the wine into the chalice our church had given me. In the 1/6 gravity of the moon, the wine curled slowly and gracefully up the side of the cup. It was interesting to think that the very first liquid ever poured on the moon and the first food eaten there were communion elements. And so, just before I partook of the elements, I read the words which I had chosen to indicate our trust that as man probes into space, we are in fact acting in Christ. I sensed especially strongly my unity with our church back home and with the church everywhere. I read, 'I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me.' John chapter 15, verse 5, TEV. What a great example of boldly celebrating a divine partnership with God. The story remained under the radar, but surfaced years later as a dynamic example of one person's out-of-this-world faith. Some have even called it the first communion. All joking aside, Buzz Aldrin strengthened his partnership with God, even on the moon. While you and I may not venture into space, we can still experience our own unique, intimate relationship with the Creator of universes and galaxies. Because no matter where you may be in your life right now, you're on a spiritual journey. You have a Heavenly Father who has given you incredible gifts. He designed you to experience life to the fullest and created you to enjoy the satisfaction that only comes from living out your divine purpose. Your mission is simple. Discover your God-given design while growing closer to the Lord and deeper in your knowledge of Him. If you'll permit me to be your humble guide and fellow pilgrim, I'd love to help you find your way using your prophetic life map. Traveling Light. I want to help you find your destiny in and through Jesus Christ because He is the center of everything in life. Following your prophetic life map means knowing God and following the example of Jesus as you are guided by the Holy Spirit. While I can't provide specific, personalized directions for you, I can help you discover your map and inspire you to move forward on your pilgrimage of faith. As a fellow traveler, I've been pursuing these principles for decades, and my goal is to help you learn from your past while letting go of unnecessary baggage. Live in the joy of the present.